Good morning, everyone. I am R.P. Yadav, PGT Mathematics, presenting linear inequalities. What is the linear inequality? In mathematics, a linear inequality is an inequality which involves a linear function. A linear inequality contains one of the symbols of inequality. It shows the data which is not equal to in graph form. A linear inequality looks exactly like a linear equation with the inequality sign replacing the inequality sign. Now we have following objectives for solving linear inequalities. Point 1. Graph interval on a number line. Second point. Use the addition property of inequality. Third point is the multiplication property of inequality. Fourth point, solve linear inequality by using both properties of inequality. Fifth point, solve applied problems by using inequalities. Sixth point, solve linear inequalities with three parts. Solving linear inequalities. Inequalities are algebraic expression related by is less than equal to, is greater than or equal to. We solve an inequality by finding all real numbers solution of it. For example, the solution set x such that x less than equal to 2 includes all real numbers that are less than or equal to 2, not just the integer less than or equal to 2. Now, objective 1, graph interval on a number line. A good way to show the solution set of inequality is by graphing. We graph all the real numbers belonging to the set x such that x less than equal to 2 by replacing a square bracket 2 on number line and drawing an arrow extending from the bracket to the left to represent the fact that all numbers less than 2 are also part of the graph. Some text uses solid circles rather than the square brackets to indicate the end point is included in a number line graph. Open circles are also used to indicate non-inclusion rather than parentheses when the end point is not included in the graph. The set of numbers less than or equal to 2 is an example of an interval on the number line. To write intervals, we use interval notation. For example, the intervals of all numbers less than or equal to 2 is written open interval minus infinity, comma 2 closed interval. The negative infinity symbol minus infinity does not indicate a number but shows that the interval includes all the real numbers less than 2. As on the number line, the square bracket indicate that 2 is part of the solution. A parenthesis is always used next to the infinity symbol. The set of real numbers is written as in open interval minus infinity comma infinity closed intervals. Now, example 1, graphing the intervals written in interval notation on number line. Write each inequality in intervals notation and graph the intervals x greater than equal to 3. Solution can be represented at enclosed interval 3 comma infinity open interval. It can be represented on number lines. Next example, 2a less than x less than equal to 4. Solution can be written as open interval 2 comma 4 closed interval. It can be represented on the number line. Objective 2, use additive property of inequality. A linear inequality in one variable can be written in the form of ax plus b less than c, where a comma b and c are real numbers with a not equal to 0. Examples of linear inequalities in one variable are x plus 5 less than 2. Next example, y minus 3 greater than equal to 5. Another example, 2k plus 5 less than 10. These are the linear inequalities. Consider the inequality 2 less than equal to 5. If 4 is added to each side, the result is 2 plus 4 less than equal to 5 plus 4. So next step we can write 6 less than equal to 9. It is a true sentence. Use the addition property of inequality. Now subtract 8 from each side. 2 less than equal to 5. So next step we can write 2 minus 8 less than equal to 5 minus 8. So next step can be written as minus 6 less than equal to minus 3. The result again is a true sentence. These examples suggest the addition property of inequality. For any real numbers a comma b and c, the inequalities a less than b and a plus c less than b plus c have exactly the same solution. That is, the same number may be added to each side of an inequality without changing the solution, as with addition property of equality. The same number may be subtracted from each side of an inequality. Now, example number 2, using the addition property for inequality. Solve the inequality, then graph the solution set. Minus 1 plus 8x less than 7x plus 2. In solution, we can write minus 1 plus 8x minus 7x less than 7x plus 2 less minus 7x. Here we are subtracting 7x from both sides. So next step we can write 1 minus 1 plus x less than 2. Next step we can add 1 both sides. So minus 1 plus x plus 1 less than 2 plus 1. After simplification we can write x less than 3. It can be also represented in open bracket minus comma 3, open bracket 3. On number line, it can be represented, you can see in figure. Now, objective 3, use the multiplication property of inequality. The addition property of inequality cannot be used to solve an inequality such as 4x greater than equal to 28. This inequality requires the multiplication property of inequality. multiply each side of the inequality 3 less than 7 by the positive number 2. So we can write like that, 2 into 3 less than 2 into 7. So next step will be 6 less than 14. It is true. Now multiply it by each side of 3 less than 7 by the negative number minus 5. So it will be minus 5 into 3 less than minus 5 into 7. So next step we can write minus 15 less than minus 35. It is a false, because minus 15 is greater than minus 35. To get a true statement, when we multiplying each side by minus 5, we must reverse the direction of the inequality symbol. So we should write minus 5 into 3 greater than minus 5 into 7. It will be minus 15 greater than minus 35. It is a true. Use the multiplication property of inequality. In summary, the multiplication property of inequality has two parts. For any real numbers a, comma, b and c with c not equal to 0, first property, if c is positive, then inequalities a less than b and ac less than bc have exactly the same solution. Now second property, if c is negative, then inequalities a less than c and ac greater than bc have exactly the same solutions. That is, each of an inequality may be multiplied by the same positive number without changing the solution. If the multiplier is negative, we must reverse the direction of the inequality symbol. The multiplication property of inequality also permits division of each sides of an inequality by the same non-zero numbers. Now, example number 3, using the multiplication property of inequality. Solve the inequality, minus 2r greater than minus 12. In solution, we can divide by minus 2 to both sides. So we can write minus 2r upon minus 2 less than minus 12 upon minus 2. So we can write r less than 6. We can write in open interval minus infinity comma 6. Also, it can be represented on number line. See the figure. Objective 4. Solve linear inequalities by using both properties of inequality. To solve a linear inequality, use the following steps. Now, step 1. Simplify each side separately. Use the distributive property to clear parentheses and combine like terms on each side as needed. Now step 2. Isolate the variable terms on one side. Use the addition property of inequality to get all terms with variables on one side of the inequality and all numbers on the other side. Now next step, isolate the variables. Use the multiplication property of inequality to change the inequality to the form x less than k or x greater than k, where k is a number. Remember in mind, reverse the direction of the inequality symbol only when multiplying or dividing each side of an inequality by a negative number. Now example number 4, solving a linear inequality. solve the inequality, 5x minus x plus 2 less than 7x minus 5. Next step, we can write 4x plus 2 minus 7x less than 7x minus 5 minus 7x. Here we are subtracting 7x from both sides. So next step, we can write minus 3x plus 2 less than minus 5. Now we can write next step as minus 3x plus 2 minus 2 less than minus 5 minus 2. Here we are subtracting 2 from both sides. So next step will be 3x less than minus 7. Now we can divide by minus 3. So it will be x greater than 7 by 3. In open interval 7 by 3 comma infinity, a number line, it can be represented in figure, you see. Now example number 5, solving a linear inequality. Solve the inequality 4 into in bracket x minus 1 bracket close minus 3x greater than minus 15 minus in bracket 2x plus 1 bracket close. Solution, we can write 4x minus 4 minus 3x plus 2x greater than minus 16 minus 2x plus 2x. Here we are adding 2x both sides. So next step, we can write 3x minus 4 plus 4 greater than minus 16 plus 4. Here we are adding 4 both sides. So next step, we can write 3x greater than minus 12. Now we can divide by 3 to both sides. So it will be x greater than minus 4. In open interval minus 4 comma infinity, open interval, a number line also it can be represented. Now objective 5, solve applied problems by using inequality. Inequalities can be used to solve applied problems involving phrases that suggest inequality. The table gives some of the more common such as phrases along with example and translation. So we can make three columns. So in first column phrase, second column example, third column inequality. In first row we'll write is more than in phrase column. In example we can write a number is more than 4. Inequalities we can write 4 greater than 4. In second row is less than, a number is less than minus 12, we can write inequality column x less than minus 12. In third row we can write is at least, a number is at least 6, x greater than equal to 6. Fourth row we will write is at most, a number is at most 8. In example column also we can write inequality column x less than equal to 8. We use the same 6 problem solving step from section 2.4, changing step 3 to write inequality instead of write an equation. Some caution, keep in mind, don't confuse statements such as 5 is more than a number with phrases like 5 more than a number. The first of these is expressed as 5 greater than x, while the second is expressed as x plus 5 or 5 plus x. Example 6. Finding an average test score. Maggie has a score of 98, 86 and 88 on her test. 3 tests in algebra. If she wants an average of at least 90 after her 4th test, what score must she make on that test? Solution. Let x equal to Maggie's 4th test score. 98 plus 86 plus 88 plus x upon 4 greater than equal to 9. Next step, we can write 272 plus x upon 4 greater than equal to 9. T. Next step, we can multiply by 4 to both sides. So we can write 272 plus x greater than 360. Now we can subtract 272 from both sides, so it will be x greater than equal to 88. Maggie's must get greater than or equal to 288. Now objective 6, solve linear inequalities with 3 parts. In inequalities that say the one number is between two other numbers or 3-part inequalities. For example, -3 less than 5 less than 7 says that 5 is between -3 and 7. For some application, it is necessary to work with a 3-part inequality such as 3 less than x plus 2 less than 8, where x plus 2 is between 3 and 8. To solve this inequality, we subtract 2 from each of the 3 parts of the inequality. 3 minus 2 less than x plus 2 minus 2 less than 8 minus 2. So next step, we will write 1 less than x less than 6. Solve linear inequality with 3 parts in continuation. The idea is to get the inequality in the form a number less than x less than another number using is less than. The solution set can easily be graphed. Some caution keep in mind. When inequalities have 3 parts, the order of the parts is important. It would be wrong or right an inequality as 8 less than x plus 2 less than 3, since this would imply 8 less than 3, a false statement. In general, 3 parts inequalities are written so that the symbols point in the same direction and both point towards the lesser number. Now, example number 7, solving 3 parts inequalities. Question like 2 less than equal to 3x minus 1 less than 8. Solution can be written as 2 plus 1 less than equal to 3x minus 1 plus 1 less than equal to 8 plus 1. We are adding 1 in all 3 parts. So next step, we can write 3 less than 3x less than equal to 9. Now divided by 3. So we can write 1 less than equal to x less than equal to 3. In closed interval, 1 comma 3 closed interval can be written. Also, it can be represented on number lines. Remember to work with the 3 parts of the inequality. Thank you, everyone.